06-29-85, United States versus Courtney Hall. Mr. Gaziano.
May it please the court. This case involves an issue relating to the sentencing of the defendant Courtney Hall for the crime of bank robbery. At the time of his sentencing, the probation office and the government sought an application of federal sentencing guideline 3B14, use of a minor for assisting in the commission of the bank robbery. We contested that at the sentencing hearing, and Judge Reinhart, the trial court, imposed the two-level enhancement. Since that event, there have been two cases that the Seventh Circuit has decided regarding the application of 3B14. I believe the most recent case, which I cited in a Rule 28 letter to the court, is United States versus Acosta. Acosta tells us that you cannot look to the acts of a co-conspirator to justify the enhancement.
Well, the government says, though, that it's no longer relying on this vicarious liability theory here. They say there was enough active participation by Hall with the minor to justify it.
Then we must go back to the record, and I would suggest to the court that in light of Acosta and in light of that admission by the government, that there was not sufficient proof to justify the enhancement. First of all, if we look at the decision of Judge Reinhart, he basically made the decision based on the defendant knew that the minor was present. And because of that knowledge, I believe on page 10 of the appendix, because of that knowledge, the enhancement applied.
I think that he knew that the minor was going to be in the getaway car.
I believe that's true. However, I believe that Acosta tells us we have to look at the personal acts committed by a defendant in order to justify the imposition.
You mean like opening the car door for him or something along those lines?
Directing her, encouraging her. I believe that's... I'm not trying to parse... I am parsing words here,
Your
Honor.
You are indeed. It's all right. Go ahead.
But it seems to me that we have to look at what did this defendant personally do to use this minor. Obviously, this minor was recruited by her boyfriend, one of the other defendants, Evanston, was used by Evanston to be the decoy in the getaway car, was used by Brzezinskis, the other co-defendant, because she's the one who helped unlatch the truck, or the trunk that he had hidden in after the bank robbery. However, even though Mr. Hall knew that the person was a minor, he didn't take any affirmative act, and I believe under Ramsey
Acosta. There's more than that here, though. They're all at his house when this plan is hatched, right? And then they go back to his house after the robbery to clean off the money because the dye pack had exploded, and so they're all at his house cleaning off the money, and she's helping, and she's standing watch over the money when somebody has to go someplace else, and he's an active participant in all of that, using her in that capacity.
He may be an active participant in the crime, and that's what he pled guilty to. Now we have to look at his role in the offense, and it's a personalized role under Acosta. And I would suggest to you, what the court is suggesting is any time that an individual is involved with a number of people and knows that there's a minor, and because he happens to be there personally, he or she is going to be subject to the two-point enhancement. And that's actually what Acosta tells us not to do.
Acosta's really the situation here, though. Isn't it more... I mean, you got a good point because he's at home. He doesn't actually go to commit the robbery. But he knew how it was going to be, how it was going to take place, and how her role was apparently a fairly important one that wouldn't be suspicious if there was a young guy and a young girl in the car at the time. But if they had left to commit the robbery and on the way had run into this young woman and put her in the car and took her to the robbery, and she played a role. I could see then you have a real strong argument that he had nothing to do with it at all, no active participation. But as long as he was involved in the planning and knew that this was how it was going to go down.
Your Honor, if I might.
Case getting, fitting that under Acosta.
If I might.
Yeah.
Acosta involved a conspirator who knew that these juniors were selling drugs. The minors were selling drugs. However, that Acosta did not direct, encourage, recruit those minors, even though she was present at meetings, gang meetings involving the distribution of drugs. I think the same can be said here. Even though Hall knows that the crime is going to occur, knows how it's going to occur, how does he personally engage or use the minor? He did not recruit the minor. That's obvious from the minor's statement, which is in the appendixes. He did not encourage her because it was Evanston who said, I'm going to buy you proceeds. I'm going to buy you items. I'm going to take care of you. All of the active verbs that apply in the application note one were committed by other individuals relating to this minor. I suggest to the court that under Acosta, we have to review and determine that the use of this enhancement as to Mr. Hall was improper. Thank you.
Mr. Carner.
May it please the court, my name is Mark Carner. I'm an assistant United States attorney in the Northern District of Illinois Western Division. We ask that the court affirm the defendant's sentence because of the evidence that shows this defendant affirmatively used a minor in commission of a bank robbery. In fact, the evidence shows that this defendant's role on that issue really was as, if not more, culpable than his co-defendant Brzezinskis. And because I had a typo in the brief where I mistakenly referred to Keith Brzezinskis as the defendant, I'd like just to take a moment to clarify Courtney Hall's role in this bank robbery. He and Evanston initiated the plan to commit the bank robbery during the week prior to the robbery. In fact, Evanston and the minor girlfriend stayed with Courtney Hall during this planning stage. It was Courtney Hall that identified the target bank as the to be robbed, actually drove Brzezinskis out there. He provided Brzezinskis with the weapon to commit the robbery, the mask, the bag to use for the proceeds, and signed Brzezinskis' role in this. Indeed, according to Robert Everson's statement, that all of the participants planned, went over the plan again immediately before he used the term we, which would include the minor, left to commit the bank robbery. And it was Courtney Hall that wished them luck in the driveway as they carried their duplicate set of license plates, and all three climbed in the car to go commit the bank robbery. Immediately following the robbery, Courtney Hall allowed them back in their house. The minor was allowed to guard the proceeds, help wash the dye money off the bank robbery proceeds, along with the Courtney Hall and the other bank robbery participants. So that was Courtney Hall's role, and unless the court has any further questions, we'll rely on our brief.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Gaziano, anything further? Thank you. This case will be taken under advisement. And, Mr. Gaziano, thank you for vigorously representing your client here. Very interesting issue. The case is taken under advisement.